There's something of a ritual to the relationship between North Korea and the United States, a nuclear dialogue that tries to extract concessions by raising the nuclear stakes or being belligerent with South Korea from time to time. Some provocation, tension rises, settles into a series of concessions for North Korea, narrow concessions, perhaps something as simple as new negotiations. The other game North Korea likes to play involves human pieces.
I mainly work in the farm in this prison. I work from morning to dinner time, 8 hours a day. July 4th is my father's 70th birthday, so I was hoping that my problem will be worked out by the end of June. So my hope is that North Korea will forgive, and the U.S. will try harder to get me out speedily. I'm asking for their help.
North Korean detainee Kenneth Bae speaking there with voiceover translation provided by CNN. Bae is an American citizen. He's been held in North Korea for 6 months already, charged with pursuing hostile acts against the North Korean regime. Bae worked in North Korea as a missionary and tour guide. The regime says he's used his tour guide position to communicate anti-government messages. And in that clip you just heard there, featured on Chosun Sinbo, a pro-North Korean organization based in Tokyo, Bae called on the United States to do more to negotiate his release. These detainee incidents have a ritual to them as well, long stalemates, followed by high-profile dramatic releases, often with a former U.S. president flown in to broker the deal. Former governor of New Mexico Bill Richardson knows this ritual well and has participated in a few prisoner releases in the past. But the new Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, is a wild card so far, Richardson says, not necessarily following the rules of these detentions. Kim Jong-un made much this year of a visit to Pyongyang by NBA star Dennis Rodman. Rodman asked the young North Korean leader to, quote, do him a solid on his Twitter page and release Bae. Does Bill Richardson think that Rodman's tattoo and Twitter diplomacy can actually get Kenneth Bae released?
We're further and farther comprehending what's going on in Pyongyang because, to my knowledge, there's very little dialogue on Kenneth Bae, on getting him out. The relationship with the U.S. is very bad. South Korea, China, I don't believe are ready to make moves to have a dialogue with North Korea. The uncertainty surrounding the new leader of North Korea is such that the normal pattern for some of these cases of Americans detained there is not happening. Usually what happens, there's the individual is tried, sentenced, and then there's a high-profile person, President Carter, Bill Clinton, and then sometimes they send the B team, that's me, and sometimes I get them out. But right now, it seems the North Koreans are not willing to negotiate, and it could be that Kenneth Bae is in a hard labor camp. That's my real concern.
And Dennis Rodman suddenly looks like the C team here. And you see the rituals associated with U.S. detentions and the negotiations for their release really being disrupted here. We're in uncharted waters?
Well, yes. And the fact about Rodman, I know people diminish that, sports star, et cetera. But Rodman got in. He got in to see the new leader. I never got in. Neither did Eric Schmidt at Google. We tried to see him. Rodman sat with him at a basketball game. They seemed to have a rapport. And in this case, I know that that family likes professional basketball. They had once asked me to bring Michael Jordan. You know, I wouldn't know where to find Michael Jordan, but they like Western culture. Maybe he'll do Rodman a favor and give him Kenneth Bae. They have a rapport. The importance is we got to get this guy out. He's an American. He's detained. He's not a spy. He's been there 6 months. He's got a family in Seattle, Washington. And we shouldn't forget these individuals that are detained in foreign jails. We just think of the broad picture of North Korea and the tension. We can't forget our people behind. We can't forget the Kenneth Bae's of the world.
Would you say that the stalemate, as you see it in 2013, is it being driven by the uncertainty about Kim Jong-un and his new approach, or is it being driven by the Obama administration dropping the ball?
No, I think it's more the uncertainty of this new leader. I think the Obama administration has responded with restraint. I wish they'd have more openness to dialogue, but when this new North Korean leader detonates a nuclear weapon, shoots missiles, has this very negative rhetoric, shuts down the South Korea and North Korea economic development plan on the border, which employs about 50,000 people. Those are drastic actions. And what I think is happening there is this new young leader is being pushed around and manipulated by hardliners in their government and their political system and the North Korean military. And he's also the young leader acting out. He wants to show that he's tough. So being tough with the U.S., all this rhetoric, I think it's more the uncertainty. I think the Obama administration has handled it relatively well.
You know, the famous story about the Cold War is that the CIA didn't see the fall of the Soviet Union coming. I'm wondering if in any of your experiences in North Korea, you've sensed any kind of breakthrough scenario that would result in the release of Kenneth Bae and detainees like him and change the dynamic forever, that it would fundamentally alter North Korea as being a rogue nation. What's the scenario in your view?
Well, my scenario, unfortunately, is a status quo. There's a cult of personality there. There's the brainwashing of citizens. Unfortunately, when you have a society that doesn't see the outside, the status quo prevails. And when I was in North Korea in January, Eric Schmidt of Google brought his computer there, talked to him about the internet. The North Koreans were enormously excited about that. Eventually, when that internet explodes a bit, and I see that happening, there may be more exchanges of information, but as for a regime change or all these good things happening, like prisoners being released, these gulags ending, I don't see that happening. But I think it's important we have a dialogue. I've always been a believer with countries we disagree with Cuba, with North Korea. We did with Burma. I think it's important that we not demonize, that we not isolate bad actors. We find ways to see if there's any common ground. And by meeting with them and negotiating, you're not necessarily giving up anything.
Former governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson. Governor Richardson, thank you so much.
Thank you. All the best.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.